KWCO FM HD1 Chickasha. It's time for news.
It's fair and 63. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today is Tuesday, May 8th. News sponsored by DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, Johnson's Cranes, First National Bank and Trust, and DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning with Lennox. Our weather today, sunny, windy, and warm. We'll have a high again near 90 today. Controversy over a company awarded a bid for concessions at the Chickasha Sports Complex. The story part of today's Cool News.
It's spring. The birds are singing, the flowers are blooming, but the weather doesn't know what it's doing. For a comfortable home this season and year-round, talk to DeHart Air Conditioning. They're offering up to a $1,700 rebate or up to 72-month 0% interest financing on a qualifying new Lennox system that can keep your home feeling perfect inside no matter what's happening outside. Call DeHart Air Conditioning today, 405-224-0184, or visit them online at DeHartAC.com. License number MB1386.
A Chickasha City Councilman's concern of a bid to run the concessions at the Chickasha City Sports Complex led to some intense discussion during last night's City Council meeting. Dr. R.P. Ashanti Alexander said it may appear the council will be showing favoritism to one of the bidders because the bidder has a business partnership with another city councilman. Ashanti Alexander said in order to be more transparent, the partnership should have been made public to try and avoid any perception that the council might be dealing with the situation unfairly.
One of the things that I've heard over and over again, that we, the council, cannot be trusted, that they favor certain parts of the city as opposed to others, and we do backdoor dealing. That's what's out there.
Now, one of the bidders, JW Concessions, is owned by Josh Woods. Woods and City Councilman Zach Grayson are business partners with Interurban Restaurant. However, Grayson said he does not have an interest in JW Concessions.
I fully understand some of the council people's reservations, and I get that. But as far as my dealings with Josh, we do have a couple businesses together, but this is not one of them. You know, that JW Concessions is his business, sole proprietor. I have nothing to do with it.
There was one other bid submitted for the project, but city officials recommended the bid not be accepted because it was incomplete. That bidder, Matt Barnard of OYBA Concessions, said Grayson was present at a pre-bid meeting and felt he should have said so during last night's meeting.
There's a pre-walkthrough meeting that's mandatory pre-walkthrough meeting for the concession stand people that want to bid it, and he attended it with JW Concessions. So someone that has no interest in the business, why would he show up to this meeting, with this walkthrough with the owner of JW Concessions? That's what my main concern of it was. And in my opinion, he should have said that during the meeting.
Now, Barnard is familiar with the sports complex, having served as the coordinator for the complex a couple of years ago. And after the discussion, the council did eventually accept the bid from JW Concessions on a 6-3 vote. Ashanti Alexander voted for the plan. Grayson recused himself from voting, while Joe Mulder and Mark Keeling both voted no. More Cool News coming right up.
You remember Bill and Lynette Johnson and their son Jimmy? They've been around here a long time, and their business has been around almost as long as they have. Well, they wanted to slow down a bit, so they recently sold the record portion of their business. But Johnson's Cranes is still here and still offers the same dependable service that made Johnson's a household name for the past 60 years. When you need a crane to get the job done, call Johnson's right here in Grady County at 224-2802. Johnson's Cranes. They're still here and can still handle the job.
The City Council last night approved the only bid that was received during an auction for the leasing of mineral rights on city-owned property. After a 25-minute closed-door session following the auction, the Council approved the bid from RK Energy out of Oklahoma City. The bid was for $3,000 an acre and 3/16 royalty for 3 years. The City will receive $135 in advance on the lease of the 45-plus acres out by this airport. And the Council also re-elected Kimmy Loggins as vice mayor. The Scoop and Stack plays get another big boost. Cardinal Midstream's Iron Horse Pipeline will be expanding in the area, which extends from central Canadian County and includes all of Grady, as well as parts of McLean, Garvin, and Stevens counties. Cardinal handles the natural gas which is being produced. The website OKEnergyToday.com reports that the Dallas-based company expanding its 100-mile system now to 150 miles. That after a recent pledge from Camino Natural Resources out of Oklahoma City, Camino officials in Chickasha last month announcing it had acquired about 100,000 acres of production in this area. That region is being pledged to the Iron Horse system and will increase Cardinal's total acreage now to 150,000 acres. Cardinal President and Chief Financial Officer Tim Roberts said dedications from Camino and Travis Peak provide a platform for significant and rapid expansion to its footprint. He says the company is also evaluating ways to add complementary crude and dry gas gathering services. Construction already underway for the expansion and a processing plant expected to be online later this year. Checking energy prices. Crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange up to $70.73 a barrel, and London-based Brent crude at $76.17, natural gas at $2.74 per million BTU. Obituaries today include 73-year-old Bill Cunningham of Chickasha. Funeral will be at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning at Ferguson Funeral Home. He worked at DePitt Milk for about 30 years. Our weather forecast today, sunny, windy, and another very warm day today with a high near 90. Right now, it's fair and 63. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. 7 minutes after 7 o'clock, Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3-bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
Airvana is defined as the ultimate level of comfort you'll achieve with the presence of a new Lennox home comfort system. And now when you buy a new Lennox system at DeHart Air Conditioning, you can choose between up to $1,700 in rebates or up to 72 months interest-free financing. Airvana is just another way we make you feel better. So call DeHart Air Conditioning at 405-224-0184 or visit us at DeHartAC.com.
In sports, in dramatic fashion, the USAO baseball team claims the Sooner Athletic Conference tournament title. The 8th-ranked Drovers went 10 innings to defeat 5th-ranked Oklahoma City University 11-8 in a wild game out of Bill Smith Ballpark yesterday. A walk-off 3-run home run from Stevie Thompson with one out in the 10th was the game-winning hit. USAO in control for the first 8 innings, however, scoring 6 runs at the bottom of the first inning, and they were leading 8-2 after 8 innings, but the Stars would rally, starting with back-to-back home runs to start the 9th. They'd go on to score 6 runs to tie the game at 8. The Drovers had runners at 2nd and 3rd with 2 out of the bottom of the 9th, but could not score, and then that led to Thompson's heroics in the bottom of the 10th. It's the second Sooner Athletic Conference tournament title in 3 years for the Drovers. They get an automatic berth now into the NAIA National Tournament, the third straight year for the Drovers to advance in postseason. The bracket to be released on Thursday. In the meantime, the USAO softball team has a long way today. They are hoping for an at-large berth in their NAIA National Tournament. The third-ranked Drovers were 50-5 this past season, finishing runner-up to regular season Sooner Athletic Conference champion and tournament champion Oklahoma City University. The softball bracket to be released by the NAIA at about 5 o'clock this afternoon. 3 regional teams advancing to the Class 4A state baseball tournament that will be getting underway later this week. Blanchard, Tuttle, and Elgin all will be playing in the final 8. The Blanchard Lions, the number 2 seed at 32-3, they'll play Vanita in their first round game Thursday afternoon at 4 at Edmond Santa Fe. The Tuttle Tigers at 31-8 will play Grove Thursday morning at 11 o'clock. Grove is 27-8, and the Elgin Owls play at 1:30 against Poto Thursday at Edmond Santa Fe. Elgin 25-12, Poto 25-9. Semifinals also at Edmond Santa Fe Friday. The championship game Saturday at 5 p.m. at the Chickasaw Bricktown Ballpark. The Oklahoma City Dodgers dropped a 5-3 decision to Colorado Springs in Oklahoma City yesterday. The Dodgers rallied for 3 runs in the ninth, but not enough to top the Sky Sox. NBA playoffs, the Cleveland Cavaliers move into the Eastern Conference Finals with a 128-93 win over Toronto last night, sweeping the Raptors in 4 games. They await the winner of the Boston-Philadelphia series. Philadelphia avoids a sweep with a 103-92 win over Boston last night, but the Celtics still lead that series 3-1. Our Cool News weather and sports today, all sponsored by the First National Bank and Trust, Johnson's Cranes, and DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning.